Hello everyone,
it's me, Brandace. I'm back with another Tea Time with TT. So I'm not going to be on here long. I just wanted to hop on here real quick and just say that I don't know how many of you were able to watch the live taping of All in the Family and the Jeffersons on ABC last night. Unfortunately, I missed All in the Family, so I didn't get to see that from the beginning. However, I was able to catch the Jeffersons, and let me tell you, it was hilarious. I grew up on those type of shows. Like, I grew up on the Jeffersons, All in the Family. I grew up on Golden Girls, Empty Nest. I grew up on 227, Good Times. So I grew up on those shows. And last night, I can honestly say I was so proud watching those actors just kill it. Kill it. I mean, you had Jamie Foxx, he played George Jefferson. You had Wanda Sykes playing Louise. You had Harry playing she played Diane, the other maid who Louise was trying to befriend. So they recreated the first episode. You had Will Ferrell, he played, I don't know why I cannot remember Janet's mom and dad. I can't remember their names. Kerry Washington played Will Ferrell's wife, Janet's mom. I don't know who the guy was who played Lionel. And I don't know the name of the girl who played Janet. And who else? I don't know who the actor was that played Mr. Bentley. However, I've seen him in many shows. And of course, they had Miss Honorable Marla Gibbs reprise her role as Florence. Let me say, when I saw that, I was smiling from ear to ear, and I don't even know why. Like, I don't even know why. It was just really good. Jamie Foxx did his thing. Like, he did his thing. Like, he embodied. And I know that he's like that because he did the same thing with Ray. Like, when he takes on a role where he has to play someone else, he always kills it. And he killed that role. Like, he played George Jefferson. And it was so funny because when I made the post last night, I was just, like, so proud of these actors that came on there. And they just did such an outstanding job. And someone had put Jamie Foxx's hairline as George Jefferson. Look, Jamie Foxx's hairline has always been an issue in his acting and in real life. So I ain't mad at it. He did such a good job. All the actors, they did such a great job. And I think the moment that I was close to shedding a tear last night just watching as Marla Gibbs came onto the scene, coming in as being interviewed by Louise to be their maid. And then they had Jacquet's character come in there protesting, trying to figure out why they didn't ask her to be their maid. And that was just the icing on the cake because everybody knows Jacquet and Marla Gibbs were on 227 together. So just to see that little reunion and then to turn around and see everybody come together to do this live taping, like, I wouldn't be mad if they recreated a couple of more episodes of The Jeffersons for real, because Jamie Foxx had me rolling, like, had me laughing. So I just wanted to come on and say, like, good job, ABC. I see you guys are, y'all going way back. Like, y'all coming with the throwbacks and everything. So good job. Kudos to you guys for giving people their flowers while they're still here. I know some of the actors back then are no longer with us, but for the ones that are, you know, for Norman Lear, who paved the way for us to be represented on TV, shout out to him. It was just a really great tribute. And I just really, I appreciated it. I appreciated watching it. It was just a beautiful thing to see. So, all right. I said I wasn't going to be on here long. I got to go back to work, unfortunately, you know, but I got to get them coins. So, until the next time we come together, peace out, peace and blessings. Y'all have a great day.